Huntsville, Alabama is a military town. It's home to the Army's Redstone Arsenal, which, along with Marshall Space Flight Center, employs roughly 10,000 people. So journalists like Huntsville Times business editor Shelley Haskins are used to dealing with a certain amount of red tape.
And the military has never been, buddy-buddy with reporters, embedding aside. But we have always had a decent relationship.
But that relationship has been strained in the past year and a half, not just because of sensitive stories like terrorism and the war with Iraq. On this day, reporter Gina Hanna is having trouble getting the military to comment for a feature article she's writing on local high schoolers who've chosen to enlist.
I've got an Army guy who won't say on the record that nobody's coming in.
And this, to me, it's going to be conspicuously absent that we don't have an Army recruiter in an Army town. But, that'll be their fault.
Haskins says his reporters have also had a hard time getting information from the hundreds of private engineering companies that do business with the military. Huntsville is the nation's second largest research park behind Research Triangle in North Carolina.
You remember when they were talking about the 20,000-pound Moab, the mother of all bombs? AP moved a picture of the mother of all bombs, and on the back of it, in letters as big as a McDonald's sign, it said Dynetics. And Dynetics is a Huntsville company, and so we call Dynetics and asked, so did you guys develop this Moab, or what part did you play in it?
The answer was no comment. Believing that local residents would want to know if the large bomb making news was manufactured in their backyard, the newspaper resorted to running that photo of the Moab with the Dynetics name prominently displayed and a caption that said the Air Force and Dynetics would neither confirm nor deny their involvement.
It's our job to reflect what goes on in the local economy. We make spaceships and we make weapons. To neither confirm or deny when there's a picture that's disseminated over the Associated Press wires just an insult to my intelligence.
Dynetics spokeswoman Michelle Revis says non-disclosure clauses are a common feature of most government and commercial contracts.
At Dynetics, we haven't changed the way we respond to media inquiries since 9/11. For us, it's just a matter of honoring our contracts with our customers.
That may be, but journalists across the country say there's been a whole lot of information that used to be available to them that now isn't. Under the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act, the government has sealed information about immigration proceedings. To protect the country from possible attacks, they also removed from government websites details on the safety of chemical and nuclear plants. Nearly half of the states have also passed new legislation that closes meetings or seals records. What troubles some critics the most is a provision in the Homeland Security Act that allows private companies to keep secret environmental and safety information that they believe could compromise security. Ginger Tomlin, dean of the Birmingham School of Law, worries that people don't know or perhaps even care about the new restrictions on the press.
Well, I would have to ask the general populace where they get their information. They get all of their information about what the government's doing, what the new proposals are, and what the implications of those are through the media. They either read the newspaper, listen to the radio, or they listen to the television.
In the WIAT Channel 42 newsroom in Birmingham, Alabama, news director Larry Reagan says he hasn't had any problems getting information out of local officials, even those at the chemical weapons incinerator the Army plans to fire up just down the road.
No, in fact, I would say that the military, particularly over at that base, has stepped up its PR. They regularly email us or fax us information. They've been very helpful.
When I asked Reagan whether he'd encountered problems getting secret background information about his military neighbors using the Freedom of Information Act, problems other journalists have reported since 9/11, he said he couldn't remember ever pursuing that kind of information for a story. Law school dean Ginger Tomlin worries if there's not a groundswell of concern about the growing restrictions on journalists, not just from large newspapers and national broadcast outlets, but from journalists in smaller markets, and especially from news consumers, there may be irrevocable damage to the free press.
I really do fear that we're going down a slippery slope because I don't see anything stopping it.
For WBHM News, I'm Tanya Ott.